This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Social media fails. What brands get wrong every time? What happened? Brands across industries have repeatedly torched their own reputations on social media by posting tone-deaf responses, deleting criticism instead of addressing it, or going silent when audiences demanded accountability. These failures follow a predictable pattern. A company prioritizes its own comfort over its audience's need for honesty. The damage is rarely from the original mistake. It compounds because the communication response makes everything worse. The communication angle. Here is the lesson every brand needs to tattoo somewhere. Visible silence is a statement, and deletion is a confession. When a brand posts something offensive and then quietly removes it without explanation, they have communicated two things loudly. First, that they knew it was wrong. Second, that they hoped nobody noticed. Audiences always notice. The delete and disappear move transforms a fixable mistake into a credibility crisis, because now you're not just dealing with the original error. You're dealing with the cover-up narrative on top of it. The brands that survive social media fires are the ones who do something counterintuitive. They step toward the heat. They acknowledge specifically what went wrong. Not "we're sorry if anyone was offended," which is the linguistic equivalent of a shrug. They name the actual problem. "We posted an image that trivialized suffering. That was wrong. Here is what we are doing about it." That construction, naming the harm and stating the correction, is the only version of an apology that actually functions as one. The second failure mode is the overcorrection. A brand gets criticized, panics, and floods the timeline with performative statements, reposting every social justice graphic they can find. Audiences read this as exactly what it is: a company trying to purchase forgiveness with borrowed moral authority. It reads desperate because it is desperate. Credibility cannot be rented. It has to be built through consistent behavior, not crisis-driven posting. What brands should do instead is simple to describe and hard to execute. Go quiet, get specific, respond once with clarity, then act. That sequence matters. One clear statement beats five anxious ones every time. Audiences are not looking for volume. They are looking for evidence that someone in charge understands what happened and takes it seriously. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on accountability language gives you a framework for building responses that actually repair trust instead of just performing remorse. There is a structural difference between language that closes down a crisis and language that accidentally extends it, and once you see it, you cannot unsee it. The takeaway. Before your brand posts any public response to a crisis, write one sentence that answers this question. What specific harm did we cause? If you cannot write that sentence, you are not ready to respond yet. Wait until you can. Everything else you say will ring hollow without it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.